back here at USA Live, and our first guest tonight is hosting the Disney Anniversary Special. You know her as Clarissa, but let's watch her in her new role as Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Get him.
I still don't see why I had to be on Aunt Hilda's team. Ready?
Uh-huh. It's a play. 51 words. 6 words. First word, sounds like. Air traffic controller. Smiling air traffic controller. I can't think of anything else.
Ow, ow, ooh, oh. Ow, 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 ow.
Cat in a hot tin roof.
Yes, yes!
That's one way. Malcolm, welcome Melissa Joan Hart. How are you?
Great.
Before we got started, we were talking about the show, and I really want you to explain it to everybody because I love it. I watch it with my kids, watch it when I'm away from the kids, because this is great. And I was asking you about the your favorite episode,
yep.
Which is my favorite, when you were the karate expert.
The karate expert. That was a really great one, just because it was really physical, and Robbie Benson directed it, and he's a very intense director, you know, so we really got into it, and just being able to, like, learn karate, you know, I kind of learned karate in, like, 2 days, so. I mean, I didn't learn, like, real, you know, they showed me some moves and self-defense, but being a dancer in the past, I, you know, could do the kicks, and I got to do a lot of my own stunts, so it was cool.
Yeah. And you hurt yourself doing it?
You know, I was doing, like, a sweep thing where I have to sweep his leg, and I landed on my thumb, and I snapped it back, and it hurt for a little while, but...
A little bit.
A few days.
Tell everybody who hasn't seen the show what it's about.
Sabrina was a totally normal teenager, and then on her 16th birthday, the first episode, she moves in with her aunts, she lives with her aunts, and they tell her she's a witch, and she's like, yeah, okay, whatever, am I a good witch or a bad witch, you know, and they're like, all right, you don't believe us, but things happen to her all day, and she turns her enemy into a pineapple, and then she starts to believe it, so, she starts to believe it when weird things keep happening, so, actually, the show started out as a Showtime movie, though.
Yeah.
Which my mother and I produced. We have a production company, Heartbreak Films.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Showtime movie, loved it, and then when I was able to see the series, I was very happy. We were reading reviews, and the reviews are phenomenal.
Yeah, we're getting great reviews. LA Times loves us. I've been doing this press tour this week, like just crazy amounts of work because of the Disney special I have on tonight, actually.
Yeah.
I keep thinking it's tomorrow. I keep thinking it's Thursday. But tonight, it's on at 9. Our show's preempted for it. And it's just basically behind the scenes of Disney. And it was a great thing to do because I got to go to Disney World, one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
I've been there about 35 times. So I got to go and spend 2 nights there. And they closed down the park. And we worked after everyone else was done. They were, like, rehearsing the parade. So we had a special parade for just us. And
Wow. We
got to, like, learn things about the park. And, and we did a lot of reporting behind the scenes.
What was the most interesting thing you found out about Disney Park?
Well, at the time, the information I gave, the most interesting thing was that Main Street was Walt Disney's favorite part of Disney World.
Oh.
Because, I mean, that's something I don't think a lot of people know. Main Street was his favorite. And something that I learned recently was that the Tower of Terror has bigger cables than the, on the elevators, I don't know if you know the ride, it drops, the elevator drops, bigger cables than the World Trade Center. And it actually pulls down the elevator faster than gravity can let it drop.
Whoa.
So it's an intense ride. If you haven't been on it, it's really good.
Encyclopedia, you.
Like full of Disney knowledge.
Yes. What is the reaction of young people when they see you?
It's funny, when I was on Clarissa, it was always like, oh, you're my best friend, oh, come babysit for me, you know, and stuff like that. And now it's like, it's almost, I don't know if it's network or if it's because my character's a little different, a little more shy, but, now it's kind of like, can I grab a thank you? You know, and like they run away and it's like, now I'm like, I think I'm like Santa Claus. Little kids are like crying when they see me and stuff. It's like, it's bizarre. They'll like hide behind their moms.
We've got callers on the line for you as soon as we mention you. Let me go to them right now. Jessica from Vermont. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
What's your question?
I was wondering that, what are the differences between Sabrina and Clarissa?
I would say the differences, they're very similar characters because they're both teenagers, but Clarissa was very outgoing and very strong, and, you know, she could figure out any problem. She didn't give in to peer pressure. She loved being an individual, but Sabrina really just wants to fit in and doesn't want any attention, and being a witch, that's kind of tough.
So. Yeah. Thanks for the call. How much of you is in the part of Sabrina?
I would say there's a lot of me. I think maybe there was a lot more of me in Clarissa because... I kind of learned from Clarissa. You know, I put a little bit of myself into Clarissa, but I learned how to be an individual, and I was a total dork in junior high before I started doing Clarissa. So to do that show, it kind of gave me a little bit of an ego boost, and it made me feel just a little bit better about myself, which made me a little bit of a stronger person, you know? Yeah. So, but Sabrina is a little bit wimpier than I am, I guess. She's a little bit more like, oh, I give up, forget this, you know, I don't want to be a witch anymore, I don't want to be a teenager anymore, you know, but,
yeah.
Which I don't like to give up a lot, but it's more of a normal teenager, I would say, Sabrina.
You've had an interesting life. Started out when you were 4 years old.
Yep.
You're 20 now. I had Salisbury, Benjamin Salisbury from The Nanny was on the show, and he's 15 now. I was interested, it was interesting to find out he has a paper route and a lawn mowing service. What kind of things did you do to kind of stay grounded? What did your mom have you do?
Well, I guess going to school, just basically I go to NYU, so, you know, I try to take a semester and go to school and a semester and work, you know, and that balances it out so I don't get sick of school and I don't get sick of work.
A semester on, a semester off.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and this summer, actually, I didn't have time this year to go to school at all, you know, 96, 97, so I'm going this summer to Italy to study because I wanted to do Europe and I wanted to do school, so I kind of combined them.
That's very cool. Your mom's your executive producer.
Yes, so. Yes, which is... It's both good and bad, you know.
I wanted to get your opinion on something that's in the news. The little girl that was Annie and she was fired, you know, young kid. How do you feel about that?
That's a really tough thing. I mean,
yeah.
I kind of talked a little bit about this morning
really?
On an ABC radio thing. And it's, I mean, I hadn't actually heard about it. But, you know, being a kid in this business is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the hard part is auditioning. I mean, we were talking about how the auditions, how they, like, it's basically a cattle call, you know, kids just prance around, and auditioning is nothing like the actual part, you know, it's like, I mean, that's what it's supposed to be like, but it's actually, you know, auditioning is like a whole nother talent, you know, it's like, because I can't audition. I mean, I am awful at auditions, but, you know, when the camera's right there in your face, you can, it's a little bit different when the real pressure
yeah.
is on, you know.
Yeah.
But this is a tough thing. I mean, I know as a kid, I was, you know, you have to take the good with the bad, but this was an extremely bad thing, I think. But,
yeah.
you know, I mean, there were tons of rejections when I was young, but what kind of pushed me was that I was constantly getting rejected. I had a Broadway play, or an off-Broadway play called Imagining Brad that was really great. It was getting amazing reviews, you know, and I got a lot of auditions for series, and it was pilot season, so I was going out for all of them.
So you had other things going.
Well, the thing is, with all those auditions, I was just blowing them off, and I wasn't getting anything, and I got really frustrated, so I worked really, really hard on the Clarissa audition, and it worked for me, you know?
Yeah.
But always when you, like, think it's, like, the worst, it turns around and kind of comes back. Like, there was one time I remember I auditioned for a play, and I told my mom, I was like, it's an awful audition, it was awful. And she was like, that's it, we're never doing this business again, you're not auditioning, you're just going to do Girl Scouts dancing, and you're going to go to school, you're going to be normal. So, that was the day that my whole career turned around because they told me I got the part. So.
Well, I think you're great. I think you're incredibly
Thank
grounded
you.
And a wonderful role model for kids and young people.
Thank
and
you.
Young people and old people. Thank you very much. And the Disney special is tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC. And Sabrina, of course, Friday nights at 9 is it NBC? I think it's NBC.
ABC.
You have ABC.
It's
okay.
ABC.
I flip channels and I just find you. Thank you very much for being here.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.